Woofa Goofa Mama Toofa Hoffa Loofa. Welcome the little ladies of the night, the kid from Alabama, keeping all hit, all the ships that I see, the massive blast. We're going to be doing a tune and getting right through it, getting down and looking around. We're going to be rocking up New York town. Turn down your windows, get out in the street. We're going to have ourselves a natural ball. Come on, Scott, let's carry on, y'all.
You broke my heart, cause I couldn't dance. You didn't even want me around. And now I'm back to let you know I can really shake them down.
Yeah. All right. Doing it to you. Thank you, Scott. Thank you for letting us come on in here on the radio.
Well, let me tell you how much fun. And we talked about this before and that it might be some fun because you are a radio person originally. And you came in here, as most radio people do, way ahead of time. I didn't say anything that you were here, but you were back there pulling records out of the wall and doing all kinds of things, which I think is great. Our wall is, that's a pretty good list.
That's a real good list, especially we've been on the road, and we're just coming back from a long tour, and one thing you do miss being on the road is the wall. You can carry some of it, but you can't take all of it. And I think what we're going to try to do today is do some old, something new. We're going to keep on just pushing with a whole lot of music.
Rock we're also going to play some Jay Giles Band, because you have to explain to me a couple of song titles and all that. I've gotten in so much trouble. I now refer to Love Stinks as a national anthem, and most of the males sort of agrees, you know. And they say, yeah, I guess so, but Scott, you know, you got a problem. I said, well, that could be true, too. Look, I'm not going to do life history on the air or anything, but I mean, it just is a thing, it hits it, you know, and it's everybody's story at one time or another, you know, whether you're into serious stuff or whether into puppy or whatever it is, but it's there. I got to ask you a question for Pete Fornatel, because Pete said, hey, listen, you know what, I think I know Peter Wolf, and I think we grew up together in the same neighborhood. Ask Peter, were you born in New York?
Yeah, I'm a native New Yorker, as the saying goes. I'm a Bronx kid from Bronx, New York, and East and South Bronx.
How did you end up in Boston?
Oh, Lord.
Well, that's not that far away.
No, basically what happened is I went to high school here, dropped out of high school, finished up high school, actually, I should say. Then started hitchhiking around, ended up in Chicago. Chicago, I was painting, went to high school music and art, and I was a serious art student. And I was painting in Chicago, and someone was driving into Boston one night. So we filled the car up with a whole lot of goodies, and we drove through the night. 15 hours later, rolled into Boston. Someone told me about the Boston Museum School. Went in, asked them to, you know, if I can have an application. 2 weeks later, got a scholarship, and there I was. And we were in school, and I was a very serious student in painting. And one day, I heard this band playing in this loft, and went upstairs, and they were all playing. There's a Man Down There, Might Be Your Man, I Don't Know, by G.L. Crockett. And they were kind of crocked themselves by the time I got there. And I always carried a harmonica with me. And I got up and sat in with them, and that was the last day I ever painted. And I've been doing music ever since. So I left one obsession.
That was the beginning of Jay Giles.
Yeah, that was the beginning. And we've been rocking and rolling since then. I was in the mid-60s.
Well, I want to ask you one other thing before we get off here, and you're going to be back playing disc jockey. I'm going to be the engineer today, folks, and so any technical difficulties, blame it on me. But you always do that anyway. So, but now, the art part that you started out, you know, painting. Do you, when you do have some time, whenever that is, and maybe it's once a year or twice a year, when you're not traveling or recording or anything, do you find yourself, do you want to go do that? You trying it?
No, it's really too difficult. It's sort of what music does is it keeps me going all the time, and it kind of replaces the obsession. And for me to stop, it would sort of be like changing the horses in midstream. It's hard to do. You know, it's sort of like, it's not a relax, you know, it's not something you do like a Sunday painter where you go out and, you know, you paint a little portrait.
So you don't really miss it. Music is fulfilling now.
Yeah, right now. It's doing it to it. As a matter of fact, it's going to do it to it right now. This is a new song coming right out from London Town. Rocky Burnett, Tired of Towing the Line. There we go. All right. I must say, I've already taken Scott's microphone, got his headphones, so soon I'm going to be on top of the turntables here. But you just listen to Holly and the Italians and Tell That Girl to Shut Up. And before that was Rocky Burnett and Tired of Towing the Line. Some new things that sounded kind of good. Hey, who's this on the telephone? Hey, who's this?
This is Pete Lula.
How you doing?
Right. How are you?
Okay, where you calling from?
From Franklin Lake, New Jersey.
Franklin Lake, New Jersey. All right. How you been doing?
All right. How you doing?
Okay. Are you You said you've been rock and rolling this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Over at the Palladium there, we showed up.
Oh, you're down at the show?
Oh, yeah.
You have a good time? Oh, thank you so much. What you been doing tonight? What are you going to be doing?
I don't know. Probably some partying, going out, looking, you know.
Do you have a steady D-A-T-E?
Yeah.
You do?
Definitely.
Do you have a steady girl?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
How long have you been seeing her?
Over a year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Where'd you meet her?
Hockey game, yeah.
At a hockey game?
New York.
Slipping on the ice.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thanks a lot.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, Peter. Just a listener calling in there, and that's nice. And our guest, by the way, in case you're joining us now, every few minutes that happens, new people come in and people getting off work and getting ready to go somewhere. Peter Wolf from Jay Giles Band is playing disc jockey at WNEW-FM in New York. That's what's happening. You know.
All right. Sounding good.
And you like used to do this. Should. Now, how long ago were you a disc jockey? A few years back. And you were DJ in Boston.
Yeah, on a station called WBCN.
Oh, great station.
Thank
great
you.
Boston station.
And
legendary.
We used to have a studio in the back of a club called the Boston Tea Party. And it was strange because the station was right in the dressing room. And so you'd have people, at that time, bands would be coming over the first time from England, like Led Zeppelin and Who, and they'd all be changing. We'd be trying to do a radio show, and it was pretty unusual. And I would be on from midnight to 7 in the morning. And what would happen in Boston, they have what they call blue laws. So you have to end, I think the last set that you could play would be about, you had to stop, music had to stop at 12:30. So I'd rush back to the station, and that went off about over a year.
12:30?
Yeah, 12:30 at night, and we'd take it to 7 in the morning, and then I'd put on Gospel Hour. So it was the Woofa Goofa Mama Toofa Hoppa Loofa show, and it was great because I was able to play all sorts of music, take all sorts of phone calls, meet all sorts of people, and being an insomniac was a way for me to unwind after doing working in clubs. So we definitely had it cooking.
You mean does that still exist in Boston, that at a certain time at night that they can't play any more music?
Yeah, matter of fact, that's why when we were going to have a live broadcast here on WNEW from the Boston Garden, we had problems with the union because we couldn't have the broadcast go late enough because there's a law that music has to stop by, I think, midnight. All concerts.
Is that religious oriented?
Well, it was basically oriented to get the workers home. and keep the bars closed. That's what the blue laws were for. And this being May Day, all the working comrades.
Well, they don't do that in New Orleans. They don't do that in New York. I mean, folks got to get home on their own, whatever time it is.
Well, that's the difference between New York and Boston. That's why Boston's a nice place to visit, but New York's a good place to stay. And it's strange. And
it is. It really is. I didn't know that. See,
yeah,
I'm learning something, like our listeners are learning something.
There's also a law that in Cambridge you can't use brass instruments on stage. I mean, they don't enforce it, but they have a law that you can't play a trumpet or saxophone on stage because they feel it's the devil's instruments. And it's kind of strange up there.
Brass is the devil's instrument.
Yeah, brass. Guitar is okay.
There's a lot of folks going to be upset about that. We're into all those different kinds of horns, from horns to trombones and French horns. Oh, my God. Well, okay, this is really good. But that exists right now, you're saying, right now.
Well, that's what caused the cancellation of the live broadcast, because what we were trying to do is have it live for the West Coast, too.
Well, doesn't the Boston Symphony have brass?
Well, they have brass, but they're not in Cambridge.
Oh, okay.
They're in Boston.
Woo.
And it gets complicated. But we were talking earlier about the Bronx, and I'd like to play a record by a gentleman that was a great inspiration, and also from the Bronx, and he's going to be introducing his own recording.
Thank
Take
you.
It away, Bobby. You welcome.
Well, we turn from the number one song in the country to the number one track on this side. Most people know this song as La Mer, and in French, La Mer means the sea. Now, this particular record was released in January of 1960. And personally, if you don't mind my saying so, my French never sounded better.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me, my lover stands on golden sand and watches the ship that goes sailing somewhere beyond the sea. fly like birds on high, then straight to her arms I'd go sailing. No more sailing, so long sailing, bye-bye sailing.
That's dedicated to all the fellas at Poe Park and the ladies too.
Ooh.
Dances at Poe Park. Remember that, Scott?
Yep.
I wonder if they
I got my mic on, and I just want to... Poe Park means to everybody who does, who is not familiar, it's the Bronx, right?
Yeah, it's Poe Park is... Edgar Allan Poe had a house up right by Fordham Road, and that's where he wrote some of his darkest things. And they used to have dances on Wednesday night. At Poe Park, bands, and well, I used to go up, and buses just coming from all over, and it was hot, you know, people just doing the tango, doing the twist, doing the things you just cannot resist.
Did you ever meet Bobby Darin?
I never had the pleasure to, but I sure spent hours of listening to his records. And
I did. I met Bobby Darin, and I met Bobby Darin in Splish Splash days, and then later on into this sort of Beyond the Sea. Once he'd been to Vegas, everywhere. I mean, he really went up and all that, and then all of a sudden, you know, it was shocking, whatever. And he was a young guy, had all kinds of talent, and had a very fast lane life.
Mm.
He really did, and he never stopped for a minute. You know, you were talking about something stops at 12:30. He didn't. You don't. I don't. You know, there's a lot of people like that, and he was a very high-energy type person. And used to, on stage... like the last time I saw Bobby before he died, he was at the Copa, and he played drums and brass because he was allowed to in New York. Everything. He played all these different instruments, you know. He was able to do that. He was able to play a number of different instruments, including drums. And part of his show, he'd go to all these different spots on the stage and work out. And that's really good, too, as well as being a singer, you know?
Yeah, his dad has a bar in Midtown, and I go in there a lot and talk with him, and he's got a lot of old records in the jukebox of Bobby's, and he was just incredible. And there's an album, Live at the Copa, and I wish Ahmet at Atlantic Records would re-release that, because that sensational album, Bobby Darin Live at the Copa.
We probably got it there. Hope we do, unless somebody ripped it off. One thing about a wall like this is there's a goodie. Someone rips off and we get another replacement. But once they stop having those printed...
Yeah, they do what they do, the cutouts.
Our guest disc jockey, who is going to take over and keep going with our music right now, is Peter Wolf of Jay Giles Band at WNEW-FM in New York. It is 21 minutes before 5 o'clock, and we do have to find out about traffic right now, and I hope Donna Fiducia is there. She may not be there because we're a little tardy. Donna, are you there?
Jeans available at Lord & Taylor and Saks. This is Wolf Goof Mama Tupa Hoffaloofa on the Scott Muni Show, WNEW-FM. We're going to be carrying on, rocking and rolling. Going to take out some false teeth, Mama, and suck on your gums. Let me hear it, Scott. Oh, that's hot. That's hot. Zombo, that's old Bo Diddley doing it to it. Bo Diddley's the rock out in New York. I remember seeing him down Brooklyn Fox. Yeah.
Bo Diddley, something again. All right, now, let's see. Let's grab a call here. Let's see. We got to get the record off there, first of all. Okay. Now, let's see. On the phone. Hello, anybody there?
Hello.
Taking your phone calls. Who's this? Who's this?
This is Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
How's it going, Pete?
Okay, how you doing? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from the Bronx.
The Bronx? Or what part of the Bronx?
From Allerton.
Allerton Avenue?
Yeah.
All right. The Allerton Theater, Allerton Bowledrome.
Right.
What you do up in the Bronx?
What I do up in the Bronx?
Yeah.
We're up there.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Where do you hang out up there? Pardon me?
Right near your old house I grew up.
Oh, yeah. White Castle still there? And where are you living now?
Right now I'm living in Queens.
You want to meet at the... Oh, you're in Queens now?
Yeah, right now.
Well, let's all meet up at the White Castle later tonight.
You got it, man.
Okay, like around midnight?
Right, ain't a night without the white.
Pardon me?
Ain't a night without the white.
White Castle, you got it. Yeah, those are the thing about three or four of those that put you right away.
You got it.
Do they have any in Queens?
Price was right.
Oh, yeah, there's a couple in Queens.
Okay, you bring a sack, I'll bring a sack, and I'll meet you up there at midnight?
Gotta meet you near the park.
Okay. Oh, we're gonna make double trouble. We're gonna carry on now. Thank you for calling.
Okay, Peter, take it easy.
Thank you, sir. This is the Mighty Drifters doing it to it. Up on the roof.
Up on the roof. Up on the roof. When this old world starts getting me down, and people are just too much for me to face, I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof is peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, and if this world starts getting you down, there's room enough for two up on the roof.
Can this smile?
Don't miss the exciting Coca-Cola Classic with Nancy Lopez and over 100 top women golfers competing for $125,000 in prize money. It's all happening May 12th through 18th at Upper Montclair Country Club in Clifton, New Jersey. Get details on specially marked 16-ounce six-packs of Coca-Cola. Get your tickets to the Coca-Cola Classic.
Coca-Cola has life. Have a Coke and a smile.
Playing disc jockey and doing commercials too, right now is Peter Wolf.
All right, now this here, they say that you can always depend on Maxwell tapes to give you more of what you want from your music. More pure sound, dynamic output, more accurate fidelity without the interference of tape hiss or noise. Maxwell open reel and cassette tapes are made to work for a lifetime of play. So give it your favorite Bach or rock and you'll still have that great old sock. Be a great grandparent and you'll still be digging them same old sounds. Maxwell tape will give it to you, get it right through you, give you your music all the time and make you feel so fine. And if you be taping this show here tonight, just tell them Woofa Goofa Mama Toofa, definitely gonna be carrying you on with some rock and roll to motivate the soul.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that right, Jimmy?
That's right.
All right.
It is something again. We're at 7 minutes before 5 o'clock, and you people who are joining us, we're having a lot of fun because
Peter Wolf.
Guess
what's standing on turntables going round and round.
Peter Wolf of Jay Giles Band, who's taking a break in between concerts. Now you're headed in and out, man. You're on tour.
Yeah, we're on tour.
You're performing.
Yeah, we're tomorrow night. We're in Portland, Maine. and home of no anchovies, please. And then we go down to Providence, Rhode Island, and we have about 8 days off, and we head over to Europe, and we have about 8 days off from there, and then we head over to Japan.
Ooh, have you been to Japan?
Never have. It's going to be first time.
I hear it's, you know, everybody says, man, they love going there, you know, because people are kind of starved, and they are waiting for some entertainment and everything, and they really go crazy and everything, and I think that'd be a great experience. It's a little long trip.
Well, you know, we'll take a lot of things with us to keep us busy. Why don't you come with us, Scott?
I'd love to. Now, Europe. Now, how long are you going to be in Europe? 2 weeks?
Well,
we're going to
be
weeks?
About 2 weeks.
Yeah?
Yeah. And you do, like, different cities, and you just roll around, go through different countries, and we have a real good time over there.
There was a silence in Jay Giles for about a year and a half. When I say silence, about a year and a half, I would suspect it had something to do with changing, not necessarily direction, but changing in people that you had been working with and people that you are now working with. And now comes this album, Love Stinks, which is a fantastic album, got a lot of really good songs in it. So you took a little time off and said, wait a minute, is that what happened? Tell me, I mean, what happened?
Well, basically what happened with Love Stinks, we got together up in this little farm. It was in the middle of nowhere, and they had all these cows, and, this, and you take a city boy and put them up in the farm, and you do get crazy. And Love Stinks, Seth Justman, who did a superb job, my comrade, in producing and arranging and putting this whole thing together. We worked night and day, and I don't know, we worked real hard on all our albums. This one just was another thing. It came right out. Love Stinks, but we sure do love the smell.
Our guest disc jockey is Peter Wolf. Now, Peter, I want you to introduce Comeback in whatever way you want. It's on your own. Now, I know you didn't want it. You said, no, I'm not going to play my own album, but I'm forcing you to do it. So now you got to introduce your own album, which is a little different. This is one of the cuts, but I mean, you know, I'm just telling you which one it is, and then we're going to do some more later. But I mean, we're definitely going to do Jay Giles' album. So whatever you want to say about Come Back. I mean, you may have had a reason for that song, or
well,
whatever
young,
you want.
The young lady was standing by the door. I said, darling, come back. I need a little more. She was getting to talking, got me so sore. I said, come on, darling, come back and give it to me one more time.
Jay Giles' album, A Little Comeback, and he will come back right after the news at 5 o'clock. We are commercial-free, and in our last hour, Peter Wolf of Jay Giles will be maybe telling a couple of stories and doing some more DJ work for us at WNEW-FM in New York. Since it is 5 o'clock and we have been away from things, let us find out what's happening.